Hello and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters, day
96.
We're so close to 100, so close. Right, I'm getting into the chat. Hello, everybody. How are we doing today?
We're doing fine.
Why isn't my chat working?
It should be working.
No, my entire browser's not working. It's been one of those days, what can I say?
I've got that problem at work.
With which browser?
With Chrome, I reckon. I reckon it's some errant extension. I'll just have to be bothered to go and investigate. It just randomly freezes for like 10 seconds.
No. My problem with Chrome today is that it won't let me take screenshots. This is a problem. It's not playing ball with Snagit. But no, this is my other browser that was using 4 gig of memory the last time I looked. So I had to reboot it. That doesn't please me. Hello, Jonathan. It's Two Show Friday. How did the nap go? Let me know. Hello, Kim. How is it in Seattle? It's raining here. It's been a weird week, hasn't it?
It has.
It's still raining. Oh, and Lola's in total disgrace. She's made such a mess of her bed now that the entire mattress has come out, and she's so disgusted she sat on the landing up here with us. Oh dear, I don't know what's the... Well, I do know what's the matter with her. She's hormonal. You only had a little nap, so it's touch and go. Ooh. Yes, naughty Lola. Lola's in big trouble.
She
just goes like that, though, doesn't she? And then she won't move it for weeks. Yeah, she's just cranky. I think she wants to sit in the garden, but the garden's wet, so that's not a good idea. She's still off her Purina treats, but she did have a big chew stick tonight, so she was happy with that.
Yeah, but she's had all her dinner and all her breakfast.
True. And she let me walk past her to go to the toilet. This is a big occasion. She jumps up every single time. It's as though... Since being a puppy, that's what she has to do. And we're like, it's okay, stay where you are. Finally, 9 months later, she let me walk past her. She opened her eye and sort of, oh, whatever. So I think she's settling. Oh, hello, Deb. CQ, Deb. I've got post-it notes on my desk. You know what that means, don't you? I've been sorting things out. If only stuff would just work, my life would be a whole lot easier, wouldn't it, Mike?
Yeah, I know the feeling.
What's had you today, Mike?
Oh, that's better. Right, let me just generate these random dates of birth, because otherwise everybody would be born in 2002. I've got this ad in.
The scary thing is they'd be 18.
I know.
Don't remind me. I'm still 20 in my head.
I had to work that out for my fictitious company for my demo. No, I bought this ad in a couple of years ago for Excel, which it's called Random Generator. And it, as the name suggests, it generates a random whatever. So I've just generated 30,000 random dates of birth. But it can also generate random numbers. So if I wanted 30,000 employee numbers, I could just give it a range and give it the range of cells and give it the range of numbers. It just generates them. But it seems to have stopped working. It seems to have stopped responding to the keyboard. So the last time I used this successfully on the integer, because it works on the dates, but on the integer, I had chosen to go from something like 9,399 to 4,313. Unless I use the little spinner icons, which only takes me down, you know, the little up and down arrows?
Yeah.
That takes me down one at a time. I can't type into those number boxes.
Don't you love it when they improve stuff? That was my problem.
Now, they're selling an update, which is about 60 add-ins, 59 of them I don't actually need, for about 3 times the price.
This is how things work. Apple do that. Yeah. Apple do that. Jonathan's got a question for you. Jonathan says, if things just work, what would we talk about? Jonathan, we talk about how blissfully happy we are.
Can you do random numbers with no repeat? With this add-in, you can, yes, because there's a tick box that says unique values. But of course, this add-in doesn't totally work. Can you do it with no repeat in Excel? I don't know. I shall think about that.
Logic would say you could if you had a pool to pull from.
Well, you've got rand between equals rand between.
Yes, but rand isn't totally rand, is it, unless you add a timer
in? It's not totally random, and I don't think it's got a switch for unique values. But I shall have a look for you, Johnny.
Ah, you see. You've got him thinking now.
Should I buy Typinator for $7?
Oh, Typinator's fabulous.
Is it in setup?
No, it's not.
In that case, yes.
Typinator is the one I switched to, and I've been with it 12 years
even
now.
Even I use it.
Typinator's fabulous. The big alternative is Text Expander. Now, I think Text Expander... Oh, you're fed up with Text Expander.
Who said
the
that?
Thing with Text Expander is it's available on Windows as well, and there is an iOS version, but it's a bit... It's not fully functional. It's a bit quirky. But... Did I review it? Oh, wow. Oh... I had problems with Text Expander, but the thing with Text Expander is it was synchronising with Dropbox, and that was where...
Jonathan, that was about 13 years ago.
Shows you how long I've been using it then, doesn't it?
No, I'm thinking it might have changed. Probably hasn't fundamentally.
No, it hasn't. No, not in terms of fundamentally what it does. It does more than it did then, but fundamentally it's still the same.
I looked at it for the Surface. I think it's subscription, isn't it?
Text Expander. Yeah. Yes, it is. That's the problem. Text Expander's subscription. It's not the kind of app that I would really want to subscribe to. I don't feel that they're providing anything over and above an app. If it had a cloud-based element to it, maybe. Plus the fact I got terrible support from them. And the support with Typinator is fantastic, so why would I move? So I can highly recommend Text Expander. Typinator, rather. No, I don't recommend Text Expander at all. No, I can highly recommend Typinator. As long as you are working Mac only and you don't mind the fact there isn't anything on iOS, but then the iOS one isn't fully functional anyway. I've always had fantastic support from them. Absolutely fantastic support. It didn't actually break. They changed something due to demand. And then all the people who'd never thought of wanting something else got onto him, and he said, I'm clearly going to have to add this back in. And gave me this little hack to do it with, which I appreciate. You know, I had a problem that was a big problem to me, and he fixed it in like less than 5 minutes. So yes, it's a very, very good app. You've got a year free, never use it. If it worked, it would be fabulous. But the problem I had with it was, I mean, it does have some really nice features in it. I would say it's possibly, I'm just thinking about it, maybe more advanced, but it's certainly easier to get into Text Expander. Typinator, I'd read the manual. Oh, if it's Text Expander, then they're doing a $7 deal, because after that, I think it's something like $50 a year, which, as far as I'm concerned, for a Text Expander is absolutely ridiculous. I can tell you exactly how much I pay for Typinator. And I go for multiple licenses. So 8 is the latest version. The retail price of Typinator is €25. €25. I have a license for 10. So, which makes me wonder why there's only 9 there. I've probably only got 9 machines. That'll be why. But when all our machines were working, so let me just see which ones are working here. Serenity's working, Faith's working, Boomer, Mercury, Marconi, Mike's 27, Novate and Angel. So I actually have 8 machines that I need it on. But because I've already done the initial purchase, and you are buying per machine, so once you pay your $24.99, how much is the update for Typinator? Upgrade price. Come on, 24. Upgrade price. You're not telling me. Upgrade. If you own a previous version, You've got to put your license in to do an upgrade, and obviously I can't do that because I've already done the upgrade. I want to say the upgrade is around the $10 mark, because I can see from my own stuff here that I bought 10 licenses and my upgrade price is €105. Now, that's because I pay per license and I have 10 of them. But that they do a decent deal. So if you've got one copy of it, it'll be €25 for the first one, or possibly dollars in your case. And you wouldn't be paying the VAT on it. And I'm assuming that that includes the VAT, so that would be 20% off straight away. So probably around the $8 to $10 mark, I would guess, for an upgrade. But I go right back to version 4, so I've rebought this thing 5 times. And it's fantastic. I would not be without it. It's one of the first things that goes on my computer. And every upgrade has been the same price since... what's version 4? 2010. So it's not gone up in price since 2010, which I appreciate, though I wouldn't be without it. You were getting excited for typing it, $7. Sometimes they do a deal. Sometimes they do a deal. Another thing that they'll do, which is good, is they'll let you know when there's a new version coming out, so you can buy within the free update period as well. So it is worth it. It's one of those things that it's a set it and forget it. I'm thinking of things that are like that. Typinator, Alfred, Hazel, loads of apps like that for me that when I use a key and nothing happens, I think, what's broken now? And it'll be something that I've not installed. So as I looked at the other week when I did the upgrade to Boomer, Drafts, so this is what I installed: Drafts, 1Password, The Clock, Amphetamine, Bartender, Dropbox, Alfred, Firefox, Vivaldi, Chrome, ScreenFlow, Camtasia, Screenium, Typinator, Loopback, Audio Hijack, SoundSource, Google Drive, FileStream, Handbrake, Ripit, ScreenFlick, VLC, and Mac Update Desktop. They all had to go on before it actually felt like my Mac. And you know, I thought I'll only put sort of a few apps on. And I've still got a couple of extras to do that I haven't actually installed yet. But I've also made some notes on that, ready to write something. But I have been a busy bee this week. A very busy bee. And a not a happy busy bee. The busy bee worker was not pleased because the tools were broken. Again. Can we perhaps include that for an after hours? Which is this, Mike?
My
no duplicate thingies.
Duplicate thing.
Feel free. He's doing the deed for typing it. Do you help them get a sale? Whey! I don't think there's a referral thing on that, but it does work very, very well. It is one of the set it and forget it's. I use it for all kinds of stuff, like when I'm uploading stuff to the church website, and it has to be named in a certain way, and I just use a code and it auto-expands. I do my bookmarks in it, you know that. As well, trying to think, I do use it a lot. Let's have a look. What's it saying about Catalina? It says here an upgrade license is 50% off the regular one. I get an extra 20% off because I'm buying 10 of them. But the support's fabulous. It can also do. I don't know if you've ever done that, Jonathan. It can do. Like a form fill. So basically, you can give it multiple pieces of information and then it can convert that to a complex string. So for instance, when I upload the church newsletter, it's a drag and drop. I just drag and drop it into WordPress. But I need the URL, and it's a huge long URL. I need the URL for that upload so I can paste it as a link from the homepage. And it would be such a waste of time to have to go and actually copy the link. But I can work out the link if I know the name of the file. So I take the name of the file, I take the current year, the current month, and I concatenate it together with everything else in Typinator. Maybe we could do an advanced uses for Typinator. Because some people say to me, you know, I've got no need for that. I'll tell you another one that I couldn't live without. And it doesn't matter which app you use, a clipboard extender. How anybody ever gets by without a clipboard extender is totally beyond me. Which one do you use?
The built-in one.
There's a built-in one?
Alfred.
Oh, Alfred. That's not built-in. That's Alfred.
Well, it's built into Alfred, I mean.
Alfred's is pretty good. I was using Alfred's. I switched from Alfred's for a reason. I switched to one, I have no idea what it's even called. Oh, Copied. I switched to one called Copied. Partly my rationale was I get to see the things. But more importantly than that was the fact that it synchronises across Macs and to iOS. So that was the only reason that I switched. But Alfred is more than useful as a clipboard extender. And Alfred also has basic snippets, but it is basic. By comparison to what Typinator can do, the Alfred stuff is fairly basic. It is under Alfred features snippets. And it says there can be a hotkey and there can be this and that and the other. And I think there's a keyword to expand it. And you can choose whether it auto expands or not, and you can get collections. But by comparison to what Typinator can do in the advanced side of things, it is fairly basic. I mean, it would do. I remember when I was setting my dad's computer up that I put Alfred on it. He would have never used Alfred. But I put Alfred on it and I enabled things like the snippets and stuff because he didn't have a license for the other stuff. And it worked well. But I'd rely on it if there was nothing else, but Typinator's where it's at. You've no idea how Windows people operate without a clipboard extender. There are clipboard extenders for Windows, Jonathan.
That's how I work every day, Jonathan.
Clipmate is the best of breed. If only it were available for the Mac. Oh, it's the best one ever. It's the one thing I've never been able to replace on the Mac. The reason that Clipmate is different than your standard clipboard extender, where you just go back through your history. If you go to their website and have a look, the features are stunning. It has power paste up and power paste down. You can save settings. So imagine there's something that you have, a form that you fill in, you know, maybe like your name and address or whatever, but a form that you fill in. You can save what you want to put in there and then insert it one at a time. Not all together, because obviously that wouldn't work. You can move to the field and then paste, move to the field, paste, move to the field, paste. And it's pasting down a list. So it's not pasting the one item that's on your clipboard. It's actually going through a list and pasting them in. It is stunning. But sadly, there's a story behind that, actually. The guy who made it decided that he wanted to make this app, Clipmate. I wonder if the story is still on the website. Is it about us? No. I don't see it, but I definitely remember reading it. The guy decided he wanted to go full-time with Clipmate. And his girlfriend sold her computer so they could buy what they needed and get hosting and stuff like that. And the computer was a Mac. So she sold her Mac to get him into business with this app that's made for Windows. And sadly, it's not available for the Mac. But she sold her Mac, so I don't suppose they've got any need for it. But it is by far the best. It's in a different league. But sadly, it only runs on XP Vista, Windows 7, Windows 8 and Windows 10. A single user, two computer license is $35. I would buy that in a heartbeat if it was available for the Mac. I used that for years and years and years. It was, I mean, when I look back now, there is nothing comparable now on the Mac with it. Can you imagine 14 years ago? Absolutely nothing. You were lucky if you could just save a clipboard. But this had, oh, it was amazing. I'm looking at the screenshots and I'm reminiscing now. Every now and then I get so disheartened with something that I go back and look at it and just think, I wish. But I guess the problem is it's not worth a developer's time to develop for another platform when there's cheaper alternatives. They don't do anything like as much, but 99% of people don't buy it. They're not interested. But I never understand how anybody on any computer can work without a clipboard extender. The number of times you'd be like, ah, and then you'd have to go back and recopy something. I'd be doing it all day, every day. Seriously. So I use my clipboard extender 20, 30 times a day without a doubt. You're probably just like, I've copied something and now I've copied something else and I need to go back, aren't you? Yeah, I'm more deliberate with some of it. Like, I'll copy something and then I'll copy something else and I'll go back and I'll look down the history of it. And my clipboard history is 1,000 items long and I had it set on Alfred for 3 months, I think. So 3 months worth of copying. And I'm pretty sure with Alfred, don't I still have that as a backup? Let's have a look. Clipboard history. Yeah, I do. So it's actually still doing it. So you can have more than one clipboard extender. You can clear it. You can clear your cache. And you can hit... Look what this is actually saying. Yeah, you can show... Have you ever tried the Alfred one? It's not bad. It's not bad. I love the merging idea. It clashes with your clipboard manager. Well, you do have to think about that. If I did like a hotkey here, which it's not liking that one. It's not liking that one at all. Yeah, and that's clashing with something else. This is the problem. I've got that many shortcut keys. What doesn't it like? Right, okay, it's working with that one. So let's bring that up. Yeah, that's how I used to do it. I would bring up Alfred and then it gives you your clipboard history and you can search. So obviously the last few items you've got there, it shows you the clipboard contents on the right hand side and where it came from on the left. But at the top, when you go into it, you know, if you're looking for the last but one item, then you just use your arrow key to go down. But you can search. So I'm at the top and I'm thinking if I do a search. Yeah, if I do a search, I find all kinds of stuff that I've copied from weeks and weeks ago because I have it set that it keeps it for 3 months, which is the longest it can keep it for. Right. You'll have to move over to Alfred. You've never tried it. What do I use for my clipboard manager? The one I use is called Copied. I think it's from the App Store. I've tried them all, trust me. Literally, over the years, I must have tried them all. Yes, Copied's in the App Store, which means I can't see the price without copying the link and going somewhere else because Apple are card-carrying stupid. $7.99, the one I got. I would say it's okay. You know, it's okay. It does its job. It's a little bit slow when it comes to synchronising to get the iPad version. But it's the iPad version, the fact that it synchronises, that I find particularly useful. But as I've just said, you know, I've also got Alfred working in the background. So if my clipboard extender had suddenly committed hara-kiri, it wouldn't be like, well, I've not got a copy of the text I've copied in the last week. It would be in Alfred. Alfred sits there working quite happily in the background. Could I demo this? Yeah, probably could. Yeah, why not? Sometimes it's tricky demoing things that are like in use. But yeah, I reckon with that one, I probably could. Those are the two that spring to mind. There are others. There's plenty of others, believe me. There was one that got a makeover. Let's try clipboard extender and see what it comes up with. Oh, it didn't like that. Okay, let's try clipboard then. Because I've got no idea what name it was. Yeah, there's all sorts here. Fly cut clipboard manager, copy clip, clipboard history. That's the one, copy and paste. I used that one for a while. The reason that I switched from that one was purely for one reason, and it was just that the one I went to synchronized via iCloud and was available on iOS. I did not know that one of the very first ones I ever tried is still available. It's called iClip. Do you remember that icon, Mike? which was, if you'll pardon the pun, iconic in its day.
I have no idea
whether that was still going. And this one, they're very happy with it. People who are using that are very happy. Now, when was it last updated? 2 months ago. So it's under active development, that, as well. So, yeah, there's more than one. The one I'm using doesn't get the best reviews, not by a long way, does it? It's probably time to have a look at them again and see what you can do with them. The copy and paste ones, you could have multiple clipboards, I think, and you could favourite things. And you could put shortcuts on it. But to be honest, it was a little bit complicated. It was like, do you know what? I just need a clipboard extender. I don't need all of this faff with it. The reason that I like clipboard history was you could use the same command and V to bring up the history. Didn't need to remember another shortcut. What I would probably do on Alfred, there is a viewer hotkey. So, but your problem is, as you've said, you know, if you've got it set to command and V or command shift and V and whatever, the V key and the C key seem to be used a lot for lots of different applications. But one of the things that you can do is use the viewer keyword. So not a hotkey. If you bring Alfred up, mine's SCB, show clipboard. And it's one step more, obviously. Well, actually, it's three steps, isn't it? You activate Alfred, and then you type show clipboard, SCB, and press enter. And it will, in fact, just do that. Yeah. Having a shortcut key is probably worthwhile if that's what you're going to do with it. Obviously, what I could do with it, if I dumped my other one, I would remap my shortcut key. And my shortcut key at the moment is Option Shift C. And that brings up my copied window. It's one of those things you don't think you would particularly need, I guess. And then when you start using it, you wonder how you ever got along without it. You're liking Typinator so far. I've never seen a message with something is blocking it. Never. I don't know why you would be seeing that at all. But no, I've never seen that. The issues I had were only slight little things. For instance, if you have a shortcut, so I have a shortcut, which is section key MB. And when I use section key MB, it expands to the MacBytes website. So what I was doing was, I was minimising everything, and then I was bringing up Alfred, and I was typing in section key MB, press enter, and it would load MacBytes website into the default browser. And what he decided to do, because people asked him to do that, was suspend the operation, the expansion, in Alfred. So I got the new version, paid for it, installed it, working away. And all of a sudden, it stopped working, air quotes. It wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. So I wrote to him and I explained. That sounds like the shopping, Mike. Ooh, shopping. Ooh, I think we should put some sexy toys in the shopping. I'm getting over giddy. I know there's wine in the shopping, but that's not for me. So I wrote to him and I said, you know, I have a need for this. This is my use case. And he gave me this expansion. So if you create an expansion in Typinator for a website, Jonathan, and then activate Alfred and try using the expansion, does it work or not? Because obviously I've got this working. It's working fine. But I've got it working because I used this hack. If it's not working for you and you would like it working, I will find the hack and I will send it to you. It's a terminal command that you run once and that's it. I just need to find out where it is. So it would be Typinator. Typinator and Alfred. There we go. Yeah, but I wrote and I said, I noticed from the release notes for version 8 that expansions are now disabled in Alfred. Is there any way this could be made to be an option? My use case is as follows. And then I explain about MacBytes. This means I don't have to create multiple bookmarks in many browsers, blah, blah, blah. And he comes back and he says, many users told us that Typinator made unwanted replacements in this situation and specifically asked not to expand abbreviations in Alfred search windows. For this reason, we've made this the default behaviour. However, you can revert back to the previous behaviour with a hidden setting. And then he gives me the magic. And that was it. And it worked. And I never looked at it again. So if you need it, Jonathan, let me know. And I'll send you the dirty hack. Right, I'll mail it. There you go. Just need that bit there. Let's get in there and send a mail to Jonathan. Why is there so many mails in my inbox? Not good. Right, new mail to Jonathan. Do you know you're the only Jonathan in my contacts? Take them up top. Right, Typinator. Ooh, I can hear the van opening up. I'm hoping there's some ice cream in there. Right, let's keep following command in the terminal. There you go, Jonathan. Let's get it on its way to you. The dog's very quiet. That's not like her. It's not like her at all. Come on. Right. It's on its way to you, Jonathan. I'll cover that when I cover the whole thing. So that's a good call. What browser are you? I made all my browsers dark and now I can't tell one from the other. Well, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? All the dark ones look the same. But they do. They do, unfortunately. There is only one Jonathan. Absolutely. Ooh, Simon. what's going on here? What's coming? What's coming in the food? We got wine for Mike. And there's a gift as well. Because we've got a friend whose birthday is tomorrow. So I'm going to drop some wine off for them. I think he's ordered the fresh fruit and veg. What else did he order? Well, let's just say the Toblerone was on offer. So I've got a sneaking suspicion there'll be some Toblerone. We've somehow acquired quite a bit of water. I'm not quite sure how we've done that, because normally Mike would go shopping once a week. He'd actually go out or do it on his way home from work. And he'd probably buy about 20 bottles of water. But you can only get a certain number of bottles of water. And we were drinking more than I thought we could buy in a week. And now we've got a surplus. So I'm not quite sure how that happened. Elaine asked why she had so many mails in her inbox. No, Simon. I don't distinguish between them. But there's far too many of them, let's just say that. All right, let's... don't behave, Simon. Don't behave at all. Quiet dog's never a good thing. Oh, Anthony, you are not mistaken. She was so quiet and so good. And then Mike went downstairs and went, Lola, what have you done? And I thought, oh, dear. She's been at the bed again. And she had. She's ripped the bottom of it so badly now the foam keeps falling out. So I've decided unilaterally she's not having another bed. She's having a quilt. And I said she can do whatever she likes with the quilt. We'll just give her an old quilt to play with. With all the talk of Magic Mike and Naked Attraction, one does wonder. Oh, Simon, good call. Yes, I managed to record that Naked Attraction and get it edited. So all I need to do now is export it, which is not as easy as it should be. I've got ITV, that's EYETV, which is software that is used with a USB stick. The TV thing that you plug your aerial into. Used it for years and years and years. The new version's a complete rewrite in 64-bit for Catalina. It's shocking. We're still waiting for it to even get to like 40% feature parity. So the export option is now basically a transport stream, and then you've got to convert that. So everything's taking twice as long. But yes, I have it recorded. I will share this via Droppler. And just imagine your jaws dropping on the floor when you see it. Not in the UK, because you know how far removed we are from Mary Whitehouse these days. But in the States, I think there's still a little bit of decorum where it comes to nudity. Not on this programme, trust me. Oh, bad, 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 bad. So Kim's fractionally behind. This won't end well. Noodles. Oh, we love noodles. Personalised dog bed. He destroyed it. Thing was, when we got Maya, it was like, oh, and we need a dog bed. It was like, yeah, dog, need a dog bed. And this breeder that we went to visit, it's about 45, 50 miles away from us in Blackpool. She said, don't bother. A Sammy will never use a bed. So don't bother. And I thought, oh, and you've got this kind of perfect vision, haven't you? Of a cute little dog curled up in a dog bed. Yeah, she was right. No. So Maya was by a door under a table. Lola's pretty much the same. Now, she's got two dog beds. And that's because she kept curling up on this square piece of landing we've got between two flights of stairs. And I said to Mike, I'm going to get a smaller bed and it'll just fit on there. And she's not torn that one. She just sits happily on that one. But the other one, she just goes to town with it. It's foam flying. There's some kind of, it's quite rough straw. It's not straw. It's like yard brush that it's made of. I guess it's so it keeps its shape. But she's ripped it at the bottom. She's taken chunks out the foam. All this brown stuff's coming out. So literally every time Mike goes downstairs, he's like, Lola. And he's got to vac the floor because I'm not allowed to touch the vac. I'm highly sensitive to the vac. It gives me electric shocks. So I'm not allowed to touch it. In fact, I was trying to explain that concept to the parish secretary and she was like, have you got a medical certificate for this? Because I could do with borrowing it. No, I just get electric shocks off it all the time. So Mike does it. But obviously, you wouldn't have to do it half as much if she didn't keep taking chunks out of it. But she is. Kiva's not chewed her bed up. See, Kiva's got sense. Barney's got three. No, Lola's only got two. But she pretty much uses the bed. And she kind of digs on the bed. The bed's got like a double quilt on it. And she kind of just digs until she's settled. Until she's got just the right spot. Which is usually meaning the pair of us hanging out of either side. Because she's got the middle and she's stretched out. I've got a picture from her birthday tonight. And she looks so tiny on it. She's on her back and she's like kicking her legs in the air. But she looks so tiny. And I said to Mike, just look at that picture. I said, because when she's on the bed, I said, how does she cover 6'6" of it? He looked at this picture and he said, no, she looks tiny. Well, she doesn't when she's stretched out. Five. She seems to have taken over the guest room and the bed. Four if you include the sofa. She does use, we've got a leather sofa in the extension and there's a blanket on it. It's a red blanket. And she'll go on there and she'll ruffle the blanket up until that's just about right. And she will then sit in there. It just depends. You're allergic to ironing. I don't do the ironing either. This is because I am sensible enough to ensure that all of the clothes I buy are non-crease. So I have no need to iron. Mike, on the other hand, has a need to iron his shirts. Or he did when he went to work. He still needs shirts because obviously you need to be perfectly attired from the waist up. But what he just started doing, he said, I've got these shirts to iron. And what he'd do is, I said, just buy a new one. Buy a new one. Get one on the way to work. So he ended up with about 20 shirts. And he probably used about 10 to 12 a month. So he had more shirts than he particularly needed to worry about because he wouldn't wear one when he was at home. But, you know, you think, oh, I'll do the shirts next week. I'll do the shirts next week. Till in the end, he's got like 20 shirts and they all need doing. And I said to him, will you just take it to somebody who irons? And he said, what do you mean? I said, there's adverts all over for women who are like brain dead and literally, when I said brain dead, they say, I love ironing. I just want to take ironing in. And I'm like, really? Something wrong with these people. I said, take it to one of them. I think it costs something like £2 a shirt, something like that. And I said, you know, your time's worth more than that. Just take it to somebody. So he did. And they all came back beautifully ironed on little hangers with a what's it on the top. Little plastic bag. Absolutely fabulous. And then all this happened. So he's back to ironing his own. But I'm sure we'll get back to it at some point. Oh, look at that face. Fresh from his haircut. He doesn't look too despondent with it. Look at that face. And what a perfect begging pose. That is amazing. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Oh, dear. I've not heard from Mike. Do you think he's taken to drinking the wine that's arrived? I think they've gone. I think Tesco have left the building. And it's getting quite windy again. So we have had a little bit of rain today, but not the monsoons of earlier in the week. The monsoons, not good. Not good. I think this is going to go on because I looked up, I think it was up till next Thursday, and it said this weather till next Thursday. So it looks like this is the Great British Summer. Let's have a look what it's saying today because it is getting windy. Yep, a week on Sunday. Not looking forward to Wednesday. Wednesday being 9 degrees warmer. So we've got sunshine, cloud and rain for the next 10 days. They just can't make their mind up. But that says there, is that thunder or lightning or something? There's a funny symbol behind that. Don't you need a different pair of glasses to look at that? Which I've got on my head. No, I haven't. They're on the desk. Let's have a look what that symbol is. Oh, it's a moon. Yeah, that's because it's night time. God, you've got to love these apps, haven't you? Sun rises at 4:40 and tomorrow, more cloud and rain. Just for a change. I wish the weather would just do one thing or the other. At the moment, can't make its mind up. So we're all suffering. Must have been a big order this week. I think he said it was. Oh, he's coming back. He's on his way up. He's on his way up. We're all waiting with bated breath here.
What for?
See what arrived. I said you ordered wine.
The wine didn't come.
Oh, what do you mean the wine didn't come?
I knew that this morning.
That's not good.
It's not.
No, because that was a birthday present for tomorrow.
Well, they left off one of mine.
Oh, dear.
That'll
How can
me.
They run out of wine?
I thought that, and the cheese hasn't come. But we've got a block.
I'll put an order into Morrison's. They don't let us down like that. Anything else missing? Did they find the eggs?
There were no eggs.
No eggs.
Didn't order any eggs.
So somebody's having a wine and egg party somewhere.
Yeah.
Anything else missing?
No, but there's things that are half the size they used to be.
Oh. Oh.
Yes. Room now.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. That's not good. As you know, I notice that when I'm pricing things. You think, oh, that's not a bad price. And then you actually look at them. Do you know one thing that they do that with? Pringles.
Yeah.
Not only are they airbag Pringles, where there's like 3 inches empty at the top, but the tube itself is way smaller, but they kind of design it in such a way you wouldn't notice. So Simon wants to Photoshop a hat on Barney.
Who's the dog?
That's Barney.
Is that Barney?
That's Barney.
Oh.
Anthony's Barney, look at his face.
Is that Anthony's hand?
I don't think that's Anthony's hand. That could be Mrs. Anthony's hand. But he's focused on the treat, isn't he? Not like Lola turning her nose up at it. I've also checked the weather for next week. You don't want to know, Mike. It's not good.
Isn't it?
No, 27.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. And it's already bad, isn't it, without that. Could we Photoshop a hat on Barney? I remember photoshopping a hat and a moustache onto Minster. Do you remember that?
I do.
If you've got the right hat, you could do that. Kim, oh, it's your mother's hand.
Kim, it wasn't a very big order, but I've just spent 10 minutes wiping everything down, putting towels on the unit tops because they have to be out of reach of Lola.
Yeah.
Taking Lola outside.
Got to go outside,
washing my hands 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like me. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Barney's got such a cute face. So focused on that treat. He's a very good guy. I'm a very lucky girl, aren't I? That's left him speechless.
I'm a very lucky boy.
You are. We're both incredibly lucky. There you go.
I'm about to check the order against what turned up.
Now, you see, this has become a bit of a sport. because it's never accurate, is it? Never in a million years.
Radishes we got, strawberries we got, ooh, grapes we got.
Ooh, fruit.
Rice noodles we got.
I'm loving rice noodles. I love it when you cook them and you know they're like fried at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like that.
You mean where they're sticking to the pan?
Yep. I like that.
Mushrooms we got, carrot buttons we got, fennel we got, scotch eggs we got, baby corn we got, salmon fillets we got.
Love
Didn't
salmon.
Actually need any of those, but...
Ah, but then there'll be a worldwide shortage of salmon, like the worldwide shortage of eggs.
We got, leeks we got, blueberries we got, spring onions we got, sugar snap peas we got, celery we got, I think...
You can't not have your celery.
We've got celery from last week.
Jonathan's
anyway.
Got lychees for after hours.
Oh.
Oh, I used to love that.
Do you?
Yeah. Used to have it at the Chinese.
I'll get some then. If they've got some.
That's it. See, now you're influencing Mike, Jonathan. you'll probably find there's a worldwide
according
shortage.
According to this, the mayonnaise, because what they do is they section it off on the email. The mayonnaise...
You mean there's shopping apartheid going on?
Yeah, and the diorolite and the tomatoes and the peppers, which should have gone surely with the salad stuff, and the unhealthy stuff that we won't mention, have gone under the groceries, health and beauty and household items.
I'm getting a picture of a Scotch egg for Kim. And it's got sort of breadcrumbs on the outside as well, hasn't it? Let's get that. There you go. How to make a Scotch egg. They are very nice. They are very nice. There's a picture on there. It's Gordon Ramsay. They don't really look like that, bought from the shops, to be honest. They're a little bit more regular than that. Oh, that's actually Masterclass as well. Maybe you could make your own. I've never bothered, to be honest.
Stephen was the driver.
Oh, right. Very hard to get kosher ones. You can buy them pre-made and they're a little bit more... I'll take a photo when we next have one. But they're more regular shape than that. That with the picture that you're looking at there, the egg is actually touching the sausage meat. But usually when you buy one, you cut it in half and it's as if the egg is like separate from the rest of it. But they are very nice. They're very nice. Now I'm tempted to try making one. We could do that, Mike.
We could.
Which would save taking off any bits that have got gluten in them. Yes. You know, it's nice that. It is very nice. Can highly recommend those. If you ever see any, send me your dogs. Let's have a look at this.
Oh,
you're beating me. Let me get there. That's because I'm fiddling with Scotch eggs. Oh, he needs a cane now. Now he needs a proper little stick. That is so cute. That is so cute. He's not going to thank you for that. You're going to be in big trouble. The temperature's just gone up about 10 degrees. We are going to have a storm. I predict a storm.
I predict a riot.
Yeah, within the next 30 minutes. I bet. Maybe that's where all the eggs went to the Scotch egg companies. Oh, Kim, I hope not. I mentioned last night, Mike was going to order some sliced meat. This was when we got talking about Nanny Isaac's getting it from the kosher butchers. Because all of the supermarkets have been supplied by the same place and they'd had a COVID outbreak. There has now been another COVID outbreak at another food suppliers. So that's three. So basically, we're not buying anything that is coming from any of these places. So we're back to fresh stuff and frozen stuff, but not anything that could come from there. I quite fancy trying making the Scotch eggs now. Because sometimes they are... Well, where did you get the last lot from?
Asda, I think.
Okay, I didn't think they were as nice as the other lot, which probably came from Tesco.
Right.
So they're clearly not exactly the same. But it's so worrying when you've got outbreaks with over 100 people involved at one company. I mean, and everyone's like, oh, let's open up, let's go on holiday. This is not over. This is nowhere near over. Why is everybody in a rush to do whatever anybody's in a rush to do? I don't understand it. That doggy looks so cute. Cute doggy. I'm wondering, you know, if there's any pictures, because all these ones that I've got pictures of seem to be homemade. I have never known anybody homemade them, to be honest. My mum always bought them. That is the bigger size. You can get a smaller size. So it's difficult to get kosher ones, Jonathan. There's a market there. There is definitely a market there. Mind you, is it pork? Because there's no way pork's ever going to be kosher, is there? You need a pork replacement. Have I seen the news about getting all the school children back? I have. Classes of 30. Not happening. Not happening. I can't see it working myself. I've got a governor's meeting next week via Zoom. What background shall I use? Shall I use the Grange Hill one?
You could do.
No, I better not. I better be serious.
Use
Are the
eggs
soft-boiled? No, they're not. They're hard-boiled. Now, looking at some of those pictures, some of them look much softer than others, but when you buy them, they are very much hard-boiled inside. It's just the meat on the outside that's then, like, cooked in the oven or whatever. I haven't read the instructions for that, actually.
Katie Hopkins has been permanently suspended from Twitter.
Oh!
It's about time.
That's good news. Oh, she was just so rude. She was so rude.
You go on here, you go on the BBC, and you've got children in England back in September, COVID alert level reduced in the UK. But then when they have this block, which is the headlines, and you click through to it, pandemic entering new and dangerous phase.
Yeah.
The WHO, that well-known pop group. What was it? World Health Organization.
I think I found the ultimate, Jonathan, these are probably kosher, Scotch egg recipe. Go and feast your eyes on that, Mike.
I've just seen it over your shoulder.
Absolutely perfect. That could definitely be kosher.
Portugal are warning against lockdown easing.
Everybody will apart from us. That's why I'm not going over the
doorstep. Republic of Ireland have accelerated lockdown easing. Andrew Lloyd Webber wants to prove theatres can reopen.
Well, they interviewed a guy today. Isn't it Sir Richard Eyre? David Eyre?
Don't know.
I think it's Richard Eyre. They were talking to him about Ian Holm dying. And I didn't realise, but apparently he had really serious stage nerves. And they were talking to him, and the last question was, how concerned are you about the state of theatre with the pandemic? And he said, what, on a scale of 1 to 10? And the woman said, well, yes. And he said, 11. And you go, yeah, you've got other people saying, oh, we'll just open up again. Don't know what planet they're living on.
Italy reporting more deaths.
I was going to have a look at that, and he said, paywall.
Not good, really, is it?
Jonathan, I think you should try making some of those, because it'll be Easter before we know it. And although we've had Easter this year, I'm convinced we haven't. Obviously, you'll have to wait till Christmas to get hold of the cream eggs, unless there's a surplus somewhere. But that's definitely worth a go, I think. I'd be keeping that recipe. She's very unpleasant, who makes Donald Trump look like an equal opportunities ambassador. She is, her ideas are, she's just so rude with them. You can have a difference of opinion with somebody. When it comes to kids.
She was a nobody until she was on The Apprentice. The UK Apprentice.
She was, but the thing is, she was in the army and she gets the British Army a bad name with her attitudes.
Yeah. I didn't know she was in the army.
Oh, yeah. Why she thinks she's better than everybody else.
Well, Kim was in the Navy, but she's lovely.
No, that's true. Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying, though, that she gets the army a bad name.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, like, I'm better than everybody else, I'm in the British Army. And the British Army are like, don't use her on a poster campaign. No, she might as well be fighting for the other side. She never stops arguing. If somebody says black, she'll say white, just for the sake of saying it. And that was pretty much what she was saying this week. It involved kissing her white, and then I need the bleep machine. Which, there's no need for that kind of language on Twitter. It's about time. There you go. Kim says you're too kind. She worked out she got a higher profile. The more outrageous she was and built a career out of it. Nasty woman. She is. I cannot imagine doing that deliberately. I mean, if you really firmly believe in something and it's not popular, fine. But like you say, she just got worse and worse. It's a bit like Piers Morgan. It's just to outrage people. She's a total irrelevance. What I couldn't believe way back when she first started, she had a column on a newspaper somewhere. And she was also commentating as like a pundit on TV. And obviously, I don't watch Rubbish Like Loose Women and This Morning. But I didn't realise she was actually on This Morning as a permanent pundit. And I remember her having a right go. The only bit I ever saw was her having a right go at Peachy's Geldof. And I think the girl died within a week, having gone back on drugs. And, you know, it does make you wonder. She was very much into a certain kind of parenting. I can't remember what it was. They got her on as like the opposite to it. And she was dead within a few weeks. It was shocking that. She's horrible, horrible. Piers Morgan just loves Piers Morgan. It's as simple as that, isn't it? But there are odd occasions he's right about something, in my opinion. But I said to Mike, oh no, I've just agreed with Piers Morgan on something. It's something, was it Boris, when Boris wouldn't talk about something? Or it could have been Dominic Cummings. It could have been Dominic Cummings. And I'm watching it thinking, I must have the wrong end of this because I'm agreeing with Piers Morgan. And it really concerned me, which is shocking. The two of them. Let's just put the two of them in a room and let them fight to the death and get them out of our hair. She is worse than Trump. She is. She's horrible. Do you remember she came out and she had... it was in the paper, this. And I remember reading it and thinking, what's it got to do with you? But she'd actually said on a TV programme, which obviously was then reported in the press, that people who called their children certain names were common. And I can't remember the actual word she used, but it was bad. And I thought, there can't be a name as bad as that. I mean, apart from Chardonnay, maybe. And the name that she objected to was Tyler. And I thought, what's wrong with that? You know, whatever anybody decides to call their child is up to them. And I don't particularly see anything wrong in Tyler. Then she does this like impression of somebody shouting, you know, Tyler, come here, as though it was like the worst name on the planet. I feel bad even saying this because, having said that, there's nothing wrong with Tyler. Should a woman who called her child India be criticising somebody else? Just saying.
There's nothing wrong with India.
It's a strange name.
It's a strange name, but I know two or three people called India.
But it is a strange name. And if you're going to criticise somebody else's name, is India any better than Tyler? Or is Tyler any worse than India? Yeah. No! Just leave people be!
A name's a name.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. That Mumsnet's scary.
At one point, Michael was probably a weird name.
Probably not. My mum was very careful with my name. She wanted something that couldn't be shortened. Because Maureen, that was my auntie, was always called Mo, and she wouldn't answer to it. So she deliberately picked a name that couldn't be shortened. That's why my name's Elaine and not my middle name the other way around. Because, you know, we went to the Chippy, Adjie's girls.
Yeah.
She was called Karen. And her name was Karen Elaine. And we were similar ages, weren't we? But I'm Elaine Karen. But Mum said she decided to make Karen my middle name because it'd be shortened to Kaz. And she didn't want a name that could be shortened, so whatever. But you don't criticise anybody's name no matter what. It's like when people say we're dogs, isn't it? I mean, we hear some weird names for dogs. Didn't you meet one in the park called Dave?
Brian.
Brian. Brian the dog. That's an unusual name for a dog, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Eric.
Yeah, Maya's middle name was Eric. And Lola's middle name's Bear. Lola Bear. And she's got more surnames than you can shake a stick at. Because with us, she's Giles Thomas. And the first family had, was it three names or four names of their own? So if she had a whole name, she'd need a bigger door to put her nameplate on. Madonna had Lourdes, Goop Weirdly Woman as an Apple. She does. Yeah, her first kid was called Apple.
And again, I meant to tell you.
Always got excited.
There was
now.
A girl on my course yesterday whose first name was Apple.
Nothing wrong with that. No. I mean, it is unusual. And the first time somebody says it, you think, never heard of that one before. But we had people at school with names that I'd never heard
Luckily,
of.
Luckily, her surname wasn't Mac.
Well, that was something else. It was in the paper the other day. This woman was pregnant, first child, and she was going to call it Louis or Lewis. L-O-U-I-S, right? And they'd already decided this. In the last trimester of her pregnancy, a father died unexpectedly. And she then decided, and she spoke with her husband, and decided she wanted to call the kid after her father. So they had a discussion about it and decided that that's what they'd do, and they'd give the middle name of Louis or Lewis, right? And I thought, oh, here goes. You know, what weirdness are we talking about here? Because the headline was like, mother subjects child to lifetime of cruelty based on the name. And I'm thinking, I can't think of a name that would be that bad to warrant that headline.
Mm.
Harry.
What's wrong with Harry?
Their surname was Potter.
Oh.
But, you know, it's their choice.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be ridiculed. And you think, well, hang on a minute. They're blaming the parents for bringing ridicule on the child.
Yeah.
Do you not blame the people who are ridiculing them?
Mm.
It's somebody else's name. Leave it be. Walk away. It's nothing to do with you.
Years and years and years and years ago, do you remember the TV Times?
Yep.
And there used to be a letters page at the back.
Yeah.
Katie Boyle used to do it. People used to write in, and somebody wrote in and said, parents should think carefully about the names they give to their children, particularly if they name them after something. And this girl was called Anfield. That was her name.
Anne, with a surname of Field, or Anfield?
Anfield.
Unfortunate, but,
because
her
parents were Liverpool fans.
I can understand that. Men named Lacey. Now, that's not a name I've heard. The nearest I've heard to that is, and I think this can be for a girl or a boy, Darcy.
I was
named
after
Mr. Darcy.
I was going to say Dale. I worked for a woman called Dale.
Yeah, Dale's either way
and
as well, isn't it?
She had a colleague at another company, a contact, who was also called Dale, who was a bloke.
Yeah, but so what? So what?
Yeah.
Wasn't John Wayne called Marion?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary can be either. People are just bizarre, I'm afraid. They're just bizarre. I would never criticise anybody else's name. Call them what you like. But, I mean, we would get like, why did you call the dog Mayor? Why didn't you call it Rover? What's it got to do with you? It's our dog. And we just answer to Rover.
Oh, there was a girl at work called Alexa. And I had to ring her up and say, is that Alexa? And it sent me Alexa off behind me.
You're quite right, Deb. There is a lot of names now. I know in America, I've never heard this in this country, but I did see a TV programme and Stephanie is sometimes shortened to Stevie. Never heard that over here.
No.
Have you? But it doesn't matter one way or the other. It's only people that get involved that cause grief. It's people, not the names. Well, we better head off. It's Sue Show
to
Friday.
To go and get something to... Oh, no.
No, to finish the slides.
I was going to get something to eat.
Well, if you want to get something to eat, you can bring me something to eat. But I'm nearly done. But I've got to be on the ball this week because otherwise Mike's going to ridicule me for not pressing record again. So I've got to head off and get ready for the second half of Two Show Friday.
And the game kicks off soon.
And obviously Mike will be watching the match as well. Let's all eat. There you go. Go and have something to eat before the show. And Jonathan's got stuff to eat during the show.
He's lychees.
Which I think that's a decent idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll be saying goodbye now. So, but we will be back very soon.
And
but
we'll
it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we'll see you very, very soon. Night, guys.